From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian Kurdish commanders are working to contain an Islamic State onslaught of suicide bombers and commando-style raids. Islamic State militants have switched from one side of the Syrian-Iraq border to the other, launching attacks where they are at least expected and using suicide bombers and lightning raids behind enemy lines to throw off opponents. The number of Syrians living under siege has grown by some 75,000 to a total nearly 593,000, underscoring the worsening plight of civilians in the five-year civil war. Stephen O'Brien is the U.N. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs.
As the Secretary General has said, we are one humanity with a shared responsibility, not only to keep people alive, but to give people a chance at life in dignity. The bottom line is that politically we continue to fail the people of Syria dismally in this regard.
United Nations is preparing to begin humanitarian airdrops over a besieged area starting June 1st after its repeated demands for access to blockaded towns were refused. In May, Syrian authorities allowed aid deliveries to 14 hard-to-reach areas, far short of the request to reach 35 towns on the UN list. A Ugandan court has sentenced five men to prison in bombing attacks on two World Cup parties that killed 76 people in 2010. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty for the bombers, but the judge said he did not think executions would bring closure to the Ugandan society. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the bombings in July of 2010. This is VOA News.